I reckon, given the opportunity, I'd run almost every single day. I run quite slowly, and it gives me an opportunity to think. Sometimes when I get home, I write these thoughts down. Over the last year, I've also been growing a baby. You can probably hear her, she's feeding just now. And I have another son who is in the background and might come and interrupt us, we'll see. Anyway, I thought all these thoughts told a bit of a story and I wanted to record it. And I'm up for sharing that with you, if you're up for listening. So, here goes. January 2018, Holyrood Park, Edinburgh, not yet pregnant. Most of my routes start in Holyrood Park, and today I decide I'll do something I've never done before. Three loops round. The circuit's just over 5k, so that'll give me the miles I'm after. This is the loop where I learned to run. There's a hill to it. On my first attempt, I just set off from the house with a fast walk and then a bit of jogging as far as I could. A bit further each time. This lamppost. Then the next rock. Then just a wee bit further to the bike stands. Then one day I was beyond halfway round the loop, so I thought I might as well finish it off. It was downhill from there. On these early runs, I was so proud of myself, just to make it round without stopping. The weight shed off me, and my ambitions rose. It was addictive. We're going away for the weekend to visit family, and I'm a bit nervous that there won't be time to run and there'll be loads of big meals and endless tea and biscuits. I want to get ahead and earn those calories in advance. So today I feel the need for a long run. Unfortunately, the weather is not on my side. It's horrendous. The chilled wind stings in my lungs. It's nearly dark, though it's only 5. I consider stopping after the first loop and admitting defeat, but I know I'll feel bad if I go back. I've made a deal with myself, set a target, so I persevere. You can take slightly different options looping this park, run by the road, or there are parts where you can venture through the woods. A workout, I can do three slightly different variations. This is my character. I'm not one for routine. I don't like to have the same breakfast every day. On the second loop, I see not a single other soul, which is a real indication of the horrendous weather. This is an incredibly popular route, and it's almost impossible to find a part to be alone. It's easier to motivate myself to go for the third loop. After all, I'm over halfway. Also, by this point, I'm in a zone. I consider going back home for a sugary drink, but I know that if I got that close to warmth and sanctuary, I wouldn't return out again. Eventually, I come home to the most amazing hot shower, and dinner is cooking. Totally worth it. January 2018, Portobello, Edinburgh. Pregnant, but I don't know it yet. In the running club, the women get together on Wednesday evenings during the winter for a run together, then go back to someone's house for dinner. It's my turn on the rota to host tonight, and it's also Burns night, so I've made haggis for everyone, which was nice and easy. The dinners tend to be pretty simple. Pasta, curry, baked potatoes, ratatouille. I like that it's simple and easygoing. These women are far faster and more accomplished runners than me, but also genuinely lovely people. I can usually just about keep up if they slow down a wee bit. Sometimes I have to stay quiet running up the hills and let the others chat away because their jog is me going flat out. But it's a great way to get out and do some new routes safely on the wintry nights. It's usually around 5 miles, and I've planned a route that takes us down to the sea and along the seafront and back. I'm fine for the first few miles, downhill, but it's quite a fast group tonight, and I'm aware that I'm really going for it. I start worrying I'll completely run out of steam. When we get down to the prom, the path widens and they can all run together in a beautiful, leggy, swishy ponytailed flock as they race ahead. It's flat and beautiful, and they can't help themselves. Will I ever be able to keep up easily? Is it just that they were born with bodies that could do this, and I was born with, well, my body? Can I ever catch up for all the years that they spent doing cross-country at school while I walked with the other unfit kids at the back? It doesn't matter. The point is to enjoy myself, right? It just must feel so good. It's like watching a dolphin leap the waves. I can imagine that that would feel amazing, but I'm pretty sure that my body can't do that. A couple of times they stop and wait for me at a corner to check the route. They aren't bothered. One woman elects herself to run at the back with me and chat. I feel guilty for slowing her, but enjoy the company to take my mind off how hard I'm running to try and keep the gap as small as possible. I always have good chats on these runs in the darkness. February 2018. Holyrood Park and the Meadows at night. 4 weeks pregnant, I'm guessing. My period was late, so I did a pregnancy test about a week ago, and it was negative. I only stopped breastfeeding just before Christmas, and I haven't had a regular cycle since, so I wasn't too worried. However, a week later, there was still no sign of my period, and my breasts were really sensitive and seemed bigger, so I did another test, and it was positive. I'm happy, excited, but a bit more apprehensive than last time this happened. I know what I'm in for this time. So tonight on my run, I am processing this new life change. I run past the place where Dan and I got engaged. I run past the place we had our wedding photos taken. I run past the place my previous relationship ended. I run past the place I used to meet friends to run with our buggies when I was on maternity leave with my son, layering this new memory over the old ones. I'm working out how the coming months are going to land. I'm going to be touring a show in which I play a child. By the end, I'll be 4 or is it 5 months pregnant? Oh, God. I hope I can still fit in my costume. I have that wedding in October. How old will the baby be then? Will I be able to potty train? Or will I have 2 children in nappies? March 2018. Run to meet a friend in the gym. 8 weeks pregnant. Since my son was old enough for me to get out one night a week, I've been meeting my friend when we can. We always do some sort of exercise, a dance class, spin, or the gym. I usually run there to make the most of getting out. At first, I was so nervous to leave my wee boy. I used to stand at the back of the class so I could keep one eye on my phone. But now I have total confidence leaving him, and this night out does me the world of good. Tonight, we met at the gym. So I'm running back through the park in the dark, really excited. She's told me she's pregnant. She's at 14 weeks, so we'll be quite close together. We've been waiting to the scan to tell people generally, but I couldn't help spill the beans when she told me. We're old school friends, and it's funny, when we're together, I feel the same person I did when we were hatching all our plans at the back of the class in high school. Are we really old enough to be having our own children? I guess we must be. I have one, tucked up safely at home, and another one growing. People overtake me, and I want them to know that I'm not just slow at running, I'm also pregnant. I'm also feeling happy to be out and still strong. My friend's been feeling like exercise is becoming more of a struggle. She's only a wee bit ahead of me. I really hope I can keep going for a while. I think I ran till about 7 months last time, but I'm even more confident this time, right? It was funny comparing my second time experience to her first time experience. It reminded me of what a roller coaster it felt like a few years ago. I'm so much more relaxed this time. The thing I really want to do differently is not to put so much weight on this time in the first trimester. I don't need any extra to carry all through and lose at the end. But it's hard. I'm starving all the time and I'm tired. I feel like it'll be okay, as long as I can keep exercising. April 2018, Bankery, along the river. 14 weeks pregnant. Last night was the first night I've spent away from my son. I haven't really been thinking about it, because my friend died yesterday. She was my age. She found out she had cancer just before Christmas, which they couldn't treat. She didn't know how long she had, but she knew it wasn't long. I've visited her twice since then. And we talked so openly and vulnerably. It was such unfamiliar territory to negotiate. I think I found out something about myself in these visits, that I was able to look her in the eye and connect with her about this, and ask deeper questions and not be afraid of the truth. I didn't cry or shirk or skirt around it. Perhaps she was just the right distance from me for this. She was a good friend. But she was not my lover, my mother, or my child. She's been a friend since childhood, a Quaker who I grew up with. My run this morning feels really important to remember her. I'm running through the trees by the river. It's a beautiful trail and new to me, and I just pick a direction randomly and go on as far as I can before I need to turn back. It's funny, the memories that bubble up to the surface. I remember a play we did as children, where there was a dispute about parts, and I think I made her be a donkey. I remember her showing me a sanitary towel. She'd started her period before me. I remember eating pizza together on the steps by the canal in Glasgow, talking about how neither of us thought we'd ever meet someone. We both did. I remember when she let me stay with her for a couple of months in her flat, and we drank wine while making a pirate costume. I remember going out for a Polish meal involving a lot of chickpeas and talking about if we wanted to have children or not. I remember a lovely sunny picnic in my garden with chocolate brownies that she'd made on the day that I went into labour. I think about the things she will never know now and children she never had. The difference she wanted to make in the world. I think about how she will never meet my new baby. Never be old. I know I'll be thinking about her for many more runs. April 2018. Arbroath Coastal Run. 14 weeks pregnant. There's a shower in my dressing room, which means that in the 2-hour break between shows, I can run for half an hour along the seafront, then turn round and run back. I should still have time for a sandwich, a shower, and to get back into costume. There's some hill to climb, and then I'm soaring with the gulls along the cliff edge, dodging bird watchers and dog walkers. My son and Dan joined me in the hotel last night, so I wasn't away from him for too long. I thought we'd get him to sleep in the buggy, then spend some time having a drink with the cast in the hotel bar, or at least Dan and I could spend some time together. My son had other ideas. We walked him round town for an hour and a half, and it became clear he wasn't going to nod off. So we rocked him and sang to him and rested with him in a dark room for another couple of hours until we finally collapsed exhausted into bed. So much for a special trip away. I can't help thinking perhaps everyone would have been better off if he and Dan had just stayed at home in the routine without me. Or would that have been as or more painful for him as it would have been for me? I think about how the tether between us is lengthening. We can go for longer and longer periods apart now. I think about how that distance will continue to grow until eventually he lives under a different roof, maybe even in a different country. It's important to let it out gently, carefully. It's painful if you yank it or block it. The distance between me and the theatre grows, but I'm really enjoying myself. Oh, could I stretch another 5 minutes and just see what's around the peninsula? No. The tether to go back to the theatre on time turns me round. April 2018, Dumfries, 5 miles around about the Holiday Inn, 15 weeks pregnant. This is my most energised run in a while. We drove here yesterday in the evening and I enjoyed a mocktail with the cast, who are all getting on really well and enjoying the tour. It was a nice evening, but not ridiculously late, and I slept this morning until I woke naturally, rather than being woken by my son. Still early enough for some good miles, and there's going to be a yummy cooked hotel breakfast waiting for me when I get back. And I'm going home today after the shows. Bliss. My run's a bit ragged. I'm trying to find a path into the beautiful countryside that I can see all around, but after skirting the surrounding land, looping a hospital and a college, finding that what first appeared to be a track actually turned out to be people's driveways, by the time I've done all this adventuring, I've made 2.5 miles, so I decided to just do it again, driveways and all, to make it 5. It doesn't really matter. I like exploring somewhere new. I ought to remember this feeling right now. I have fitness in my body still. I'm rested, socialised. I'm free to do work that I love, even be away from home overnight. And I'm looking forward to going back to my gorgeous boys. Hey, my son is not yet 2. Okay, I know I'm about to head back to a place of madness, exhaustion, nocturnal fretting for a while, but the light at the end of the tunnel is not really so far away. April 2018, Aberdeen, along the beach, 16 weeks pregnant. I take a route I know to my friend's parents' house in Fitty, but when I reach there, it's still before 7 a.m. They'll be asleep, I decide not to ring, even though I need the loo. The beach is far from deserted. Plenty of surfers are out this morning. They must have heard about some good waves, perhaps. Is there an app where you can get alerts? I look at them the way I used to look at runners, with horror. Why would you choose to get out of your bed and plunge into the freezing Scottish sea before breakfast? Maybe I need to try it. Look at me run, having scoffed at it for so long. Maybe I should get a wetsuit. April 2018, Lanark Memorial Hall between shows, 17 weeks pregnant. The weather is beautiful as I set off. I've done a wee bit of research and apparently there's a nice path by a river, but no one at the theatre seems to have been there. A shame not to know the surroundings of a place you work within minutes by foot. I venture out and it's chilly but sunny, perfect. The theatre is perched at the top of a valley and I realise that I'll need to run down quite a steep hill to get to the river, so steep that the path zigzags along. I will need to be careful to allow for the climb back up. That's going to be pretty tough. I hesitate. What am I capable of at the moment? If I wasn't pregnant, if I didn't have to be back at a certain time... No, I'll be fine. Okay, I'm committed to this. Oh, hang on. There's a dead end at the bottom. What? Oh, boy. Okay, hill rep. Getting back up to the top is pretty hard work, but I managed it okay. Take it steady. That's the key. Go slow and keep going. Woohoo! I've made it. Right. Let's try the other direction. Ah, hang on. That's the path I was meant to take down to the River Walk, with a sign and everything. Okay. Well, I probably won't get very far along, but I'll go and check it out. My confidence has grown now, so I zigzag once more. I think this bit is even steeper than the last path. Oh well, I'm committed. Just as I get to the bottom of the hill, the sky turns black. And suddenly I'm being pelted with enormous hailstones. They sting my skin. I have no choice but to head back up the hill. I brought no cover and there's no time or place to shelter. Ah, and I haven't mentioned this, but so far on this run, I've seen no one at all. The hail is hurting so bad, I have to check that it's not making me bleed. I'm worried that I'll have to go back on stage with tiny bleeding cuts all over my face and arms where the ice is slicing me. My skin is red raw, I'm completely soaked through. I'm running hard up the hill to keep warm, my legs hurt and the cold air feels painful in my lungs, but I keep soldiering on, breathing hard. I get out of the woods and back into town. Everyone's in huge jackets or cars and I feel mad out in my soaked t-shirt and cropped leggings. Cars whiz past me and I can't cross the road, I'm shivering on a corner. I'm sorry, baby, this can't be good for you. Eventually, I'm back at the theatre and in the hot shower. I'm high on adrenaline from the experience, the danger of it. I loved it. I think of the staff in the theatre who have never ventured further than the sandwich shop down the road on their lunch break. May 2018, St Andrews, 18 weeks pregnant. In my early 20s, I spent a year working and living here. I had my head down working. I took myself very seriously indeed. I had never run then. It never occurred to me to find some time in my day and spend it alone outside. I thought a long walk was to the end of the high street to get to the further away sandwich shop. Now, as I pick out a route along the beach, finding a beautiful stretch of sand that I didn't even know was there, I mourn the walks and runs I missed out on. I would have been much happier. I would change that about my past if I could. I think I would have enjoyed my time here more. I did a lot of making that year. It was full of crochet and craft and creativity. I wonder if that would have been fueled or compromised if I'd shared my attention with this gorgeous coastline. Perhaps it would have been refined, less furious energy and more measured spiritedness. I remember being lonely. Would I have been less lonely if I'd been healthier company for myself? Or perhaps I'd have found a running buddy. May 2018, Birmingham City Centre, 21 weeks pregnant. I've been away with old girlfriends who live scattered across the country. We meet every year or two for catching up and a bit of boozing. Though this is the second one I've done sober. It's all right. I like my drunken pals. We've somehow ended up in the midst of gay pride in Birmingham. It made me cry.
Not the floats, which are a sort of mix of corporate responsibility and advertising that you can't really hate because it's a good thing they're on board, but at the same time, it feels a bit like a commercial break among the genuine elements of community. But the NHS and the fire service workers, celebrating their pride, and the young people, and yes, there's a gay running club in Birmingham. I'm very welcome along, apparently. The time I find to run is in the mornings, when drinkers are still sleeping off their hangovers. I've been consuming alcohol-free beer, which is pretty much an isotonic health drink, apparently, and some herbal tonic infusions. And thanks to some energetic, sober dancing and a good pair of earplugs, I wake up ready to go. And I'm almost glad I couldn't fully participate in sampling some of the more excitingly named gin cocktails. Almost. Anyway, my compensation is to run in a new city and explore. Yesterday, the weather was beautiful, the start of summer, sitting in the park. The night was filled with rainbows, of course, and this morning the sky is dark, threatening, dramatic. The town is empty. Closed shops and cafes, and there's a real feeling that after a hard night of partying, everyone is asleep. As I venture further away from town, it begins to feel apocalyptic. I find a deserted park and make a loop. The old building in the centre is burned out. I'm running a little faster than I usually would, worried I've ventured into the wrong area or movie genre. Thunder actually rumbles in the distance. I decide to head back. I run past beautiful faded murals and once loved shop fronts. I get a little lost, following a ring road out of town which adds on a couple of miles I wasn't expecting. I've brought my phone in a plastic bag tucked into my leggings. Luckily, I reach the Airbnb just as huge drops begin to fall and the zombies appear around the corner. Relieved, I fish the key out my bra and go upstairs to grab some brekkie and pyjama chats with my old pals who are slowly beginning to emerge from their beds.